Hello and welcome to Roundtable's Word of the Week. This week, let's get a little bit sporty and talk about different kinds of exercises.
Yeah, and so first we're going to talk about aerobic exercise, sometimes also known as cardio. And basically, it is a type of physical exercise of relatively low intensity that depends primarily on the aerobic energy generating process. And so aerobic literally means relating to, involving, or requiring free oxygen.
有氧运动 aerobic exercises 一般是指呢在人体氧气充分供应的情况下进行的体育锻炼一般来说呢强度比较低持续的时间也比较长一些
Usually when we talk about aerobic or cardiovascular exercise we're talking about medium to long distance running or jogging swimming, cycling, and walking
举例来说呢有氧运动包括慢跑游泳骑自行车还有走路
And then you can actually break it down into two different types of aerobic exercise there's high impact, which means both your feet leave the ground simultaneously during the workout, so running, jumping rope, skipping, things like that. And then low impact means that at least one foot stays in contact with the ground at all times, so things like walking, or even technically, although there's really... No feet involved, swimming or cycling are also considered low impact.
High impact 就是高强度的。高强度的有氧锻炼一般是指在运动中双脚都会离地的这样的运动。比如说跳绳、跑步。那低强度的有氧训练呢就是指比如走路另外游泳也可以算在里面。
We'll talk about what anaerobic means next week, but first I just want to give you a quick comparison. So anaerobic exercise deals with releasing energy throughthe creation of lactic acid, whereas aerobic exercise deals with creating energy through oxygen.
跟有氧运动相对的是无氧运动。无氧运动呢是指在运动中会产生大量乳酸的这样的运动。一般呢都是强度非常高的那有氧运动呢则是需要在氧气供应充分的情况下进行锻炼
Exactly. And so let's take a look at some different types of aerobic exercise. And so we mentioned before, and I think one of the most popular and easily available type of aerobic exercise is running.
跑步或者说慢跑吧。
Yeah, exactly. And looking at a good running technique for anyone interested, actually leaning forward places a runner's center of mass on the front part of the foot, which avoids landing on the heel. Also, you want to make sure that you have an upright posture with a relaxed frame and keep your core upright and stable.
跑步也有很多技巧。首先是身体前倾，然后重心要放在前脚掌部分。另外就是保持上身正直。
Now let's take a look at some equipment. So a treadmill is a device for walking or running while staying in the same place. You'll see that almost every single gym that you go to is going to have some people on a treadmill.
Yeah, treadmill 就是跑步机。It's a pretty interesting name as well.
And now we come to my favorite piece of equipment in terms of aerobic exercise. That's the elliptical trainer, or sometimes even called the cross trainer or X trainer. And it's a stationary machine that is used to simulate stair climbing, walking, or running without causing excessive pressure to the joints. And so the two places where you put your feet, they actually move in an ellipsis, which is basically just a kind of an oval shape pattern.
Elliptical trainer 又叫做椭圆机或者是空中漫步机。也是经常看到的一种健身器械可能漫步机最主要的好处就是它最大限度的减少了运跑步带来的运动伤害
Yeah, and so also looking at more pieces of equipment you can find in the gym, an indoor rower, a rowing machine, actually is used to simulate the action of a watercraft rowing for the purpose of exercise or training. Then there's a stationary bicycle, which I think is fairly self-explanatory. It's basically just a bicycle or a piece of equipment that simulates the experience of riding a bicycle without going anywhere.
还有划船机 rowing machine 和 stationary bicycle, 室内自行车。
The last thing that I do want to mention, because I think it's very interesting, high-intensity interval training. High-intensity interval training is very, very interesting. It's become popular over the last couple of years, and it uses anaerobic exercises to produce aerobic benefits. Looking at certain studies, they found 2.5 hours of sprint interval training produce similar muscle changes to 10.5 hours of endurance training.
HIIT, High Intensity Interval Training, 最近在国际和国内都非常火。中文呢叫做高强度间歇性训练，其实呢就是在做无氧运动的情况下达到有氧运动的效果。 but it's extremely, extremely tiring.
Yeah, well, that's the whole point because, you know, there's the 7-minute interval training that's become very, very popular. And the whole idea is that you do that and you'll see metabolic changes in your body. Your actual metabolism will rise significantly throughout the entire day, for example, if you do it in the morning.
Exactly. And that's all we have for Roundtable's Word of the Week.
Tune in next week for when we talk about anaerobic exercise.